Your ma's old room is beside ours, but we've converted it into a fitness suite. I don't know if there'd be space for a blow-up.
I go up the stairs with my feet this time, just pressing onto the walls. Grandma carries my Dora back. There's blue squishy mats and dumbbells and abs crunchers like I saw in TV.
Her bed was here, right where her crib was when she was a baby,
says Grandma, pointing to a bicycle but stuck to the ground.
The walls were covered in posters. You know, bands she liked, a giant fan and a dream catcher.
Why, it catched her dreams.
What's that?
The fan.
Oh, no, they were just decorations. I feel just terrible about dropping it all off at the Goodwill. It was a counselor at the grief group that advised it.
I do a huge yawn. Tooth nearly slips out, but I catch him in my hand.
What's that? A bead or something? Never suck on something small, didn't you?
She's trying to bend my fingers open to get him. My hand hits her hard in the tummy. She stares. I put tooth back in under my tongue and lock my teeth.
Tell you what, why don't I put a blow-up beside our bed just for tonight until you're settled in?
I pull my Dora bag. The next door is where Grandma and Steppa sleep. The blow-up is a big bag thing. The pump keeps popping out of the hole, and she has to shout for Steppa to help. Then it's all full, like a balloon but a rectangle, and she puts sheets over it. Who's the they that pumped Ma's stomach? Where do they put the pump? Won't she burst?
I said, where's your toothbrush, Jack?
I find it in my Dora bag that has my everything. Grandma tells me to put on my PJs, that means pajamas. She points at the blow-up and says,
pop in.
Persons are always saying pop or hop when it's something they want to pretend is fun. Grandma leans down with her mouth out like to kiss, but I put my head under the duvet.
Sorry. What about a story?
No.
Too tired for a story? Okay, then. Night-night.
It goes all dark. I sit up. What about the bugs?
The sheets are perfectly clean.
I can't see her, but I know her voice. No, the bugs.
Jack, I'm ready to drop here.
The bugs that don't let them bite.
Oh, night-night, sleep tight. That's right. I used to say that when your ma was...
Do it all.
Night, night, sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
Some light comes in. It's the door opening. Where are you going? I can see Grandma's shape all black in the hole.
Just downstairs.
I roll off the blow-up. It wobbles. Me too.
No, I'm going to watch my shows. They're not for children.
You said you and Steppa in the bed and me beside on the blow-up.
That's later. We're not tired yet.
You said you were tired.
I'm tired of...
Grandma's nearly shouting.
I'm not sleepy. I just need to watch TV and not think for a while.
You cannot think here.
Just try lying down and closing your eyes.
I can't, not all my own.
Oh, you poor creature.
Why am I poor and creature? She bends down beside the blow-up and touches my face. I get away.
I was just closing your eyes for you.
You in the bed, me on the blow-up. I hear her puff her breath.
Okay, I'll lie down for just a minute.
I see her shape on top of the duvet. Something drops. Clump. It's her shoe.
Would you like a lullaby?
Huh?
A song?
Ma sings me songs, but there's no more of them anymore. She smashed my head on the table in room number 7. She took the bad medicine. I think she was too tired to play anymore. She was in a hurry to get to heaven, so she didn't wait. Why, she didn't wait for me.
Are you crying?
I don't say anything.
Oh, honey. Well, better out than in.
I want some. I really, really want some. I can't get to sleep without. I suck on tooth, that's Ma. A bit of her anyway. Her cells all brown and rotten and hard. Tooth hurted her. Or he was hurted, but not anymore. Why is it better out than in? Ma said we'd be free, but this doesn't feel like free. Grandma's singing very quietly. I know that song, but it sounds wrong.
The wheels on the bus go.
No, thanks. And she stops. Me and Ma in the sea. I'm tangled in her hair. I'm all knotted up and drowning. Just a bad dream. That's what Ma would say if she was here, but she's not. I lie counting 5 fingers, 5 fingers, 5 toes, 5 toes. I make them wave one by one. I try the talking in my head. Ma? 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 I can't hear her answering. When it starts being lighter, I put the duvet over my face to dark it. I think this must be what gone feels like. Persons are walking around whispering.
Jack?
That's Grandma near my ear, so I curl away.
How are you doing?
I remember manners. Not 100% today, thank you. I'm mumbly because tooth is stuck to my tongue. When she's gone, I sit up and count my things in my Dora bag. My clothes and shoes and maple key and train and drawing square and rattle and glittery heart and crocodile and rock and monkeys and car and 6 books. The 6th is Dylan the Digger from the store. Lots of hours later, the wah, wah means the phone. Grandma comes up.
That was Dr. Clay. Your ma is stable. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds like horses.
Also, there's blueberry pancakes for breakfast.
I lie very still like I'm a skeleton. The duvet smells dusty. Ding dong, ding dong. And she goes downstairs again. Voices under me. I count my toes, then my fingers, then my teeth all over again. I get the right numbers every time, but I'm not sure. Grandma comes up again out of breath to say that my grandpa's here to say goodbye. To me?
To all of us. He's flying back to Australia. Get up now, Jack. It won't do you any good to wallow.
I don't know what that is. He wants me not born.
He wants what?
He said I shouldn't be, and then Ma wouldn't have to be Ma. Grandma doesn't say anything, so I think she's gone downstairs. I take my face out to see. She's still here with her arms wrapped around her tight.
Never you mind that a-hole.
What's a...
Just come on down and have a pancake.
I can't.
Look at you.
How do I do that?
You're breathing and walking and talking and sleeping without your ma, aren't you? So I bet you can eat without her, too.
I keep tooth in my cheek for safe. I take a long time on the stairs. In the kitchen, Grandpa the real one has purple on his mouth. His pancake is all in a puddle of syrup with more purples. They're blueberries. The plates are normal white, but the glasses are wrong-shaped with corners. There's a big bowl of sausages. I didn't know I was hungry. I eat 1 sausage, then 2 more. Grandma says she doesn't have the juice that's pulp-free, but I have to drink something or I'll choke on my sausages. I drink the pulpy with the germs wiggling down my throat. The refrigerator is huge, all full of boxes and bottles. The cabinets have so many foods in, Grandma has to go up steps to look in them all. She says I should have a shower now, but I pretend I don't hear. What's stable? I ask Grandpa.
Stable?
A tear comes out of his eye, and he wipes it.
No better, no worse, I guess.
He puts his knife and his fork together on his plate. No better, no worse than what? Tooth tastes all sour of juice. I go back upstairs to sleep.
Sweetie, you are not spending another entire day in front of the Gogglebox.
Huh? She switches off the TV.
Dr. Clay was just on the phone about your developmental needs. I had to tell him we were playing checkers.
I blink and rub my eyes. Why, she told him a lie. Is Ma...
She's still stable, he says. Would you like to play checkers for real?
Your bits are for giants and they fall off. She sighs.
I keep telling you, they're regular ones. And the same with the chess and the cards. The mini magnetic set you and your Ma had was for traveling.
But we didn't travel.
Let's go to the playground.
I shake my head. Ma said when we were free, we'd go together.
You've been outside before, lots of times.
That was at the clinic.
It's the same air, isn't it? Come on, your Ma told me you like climbing.
Yeah, I climb on table and on our chairs and on bed thousands of times.
Not on my table, mister.
I meant in room. Grandma does my ponytail very tight and tucks it down my jacket. I pull it out again. She doesn't say anything about the sticky stuff in my hat. Maybe skin doesn't get burnt in this bit of the world.
Put on your sunglasses. Oh, and your proper shoes. Those slipper things don't have any support.
My feet are squished walking even when I loose the Velcro. We're safe as long as we stay on the sidewalk, but if we go on the street by accident, we'll die. Ma isn't dead. Grandma says she wouldn't lie to me. She lied to Dr. Clay about checkers. The sidewalk keeps stopping, so we have to cross the street. We'll be fine as long as we hold hands. I don't like touching, but Grandma says too bad. The air is all blowy in my eyes, and the sun so dazzling around the edges of my shades. There's a pink thing that's a hair elastic, and a bottle top, and a wheel not from a real car but a toy one, and a bag of nuts, but the nuts are gone, and a juice box that I can hear still some juice splashing in, and a yellow poo. Grandma says it's not from a human, but from some disgusting dog. She tugs at my jacket and says,
"Come away from that."
The litter shouldn't be there, except for the leaves that the tree can't help dropping. In France, they let their dogs do their business everywhere. I can go there someday. To see the poo?
No, no. The Eiffel Tower. Someday, when you're really good at climbing stairs.
Is France in outside? She looks at me strange. In the world?
Everywhere's in the world. Here we are.
I can't go in the playground because there's kids not friends of mine. Grandma rolls her eyes.
You just play at the same time. That's what kids do.
I can see through the fence and the diamonds of wire. It's like the secret fence in the walls and floor that Ma couldn't dig through. But we got out. I saved her. Only then she didn't want to be alive anymore. There's a big girl hanging upside down off a swing. Two boys on the thing I don't remember the name that does up and down. They're banging it and laughing and falling off, I think on purpose. I count my teeth to 20. And one more time. Holding the fence makes white stripes on my fingers. I watch a woman carry a baby to the climber, and it crawls through the tunnel. She does faces at it through the holes in the sides and pretends she doesn't know where it is. I watch the big girl, but she only swings. Sometimes with her hair nearly in the mud, sometimes right side up. The boys chase and do bang with their hands like guns. One falls down and cries. He runs out the gate and into a house. Grandma says he must live there. How does she know?
Why don't you go play with the other boy now?
Then she calls out,
Hi there!
The boy looks over at us. I go into a bush. It pricks me in the head. After a while, she says it's chillier than it looks and maybe we should be getting home for lunch. It takes hundreds of hours and my legs are breaking.
Maybe you'll enjoy it more next time.
It was interesting.
Is that what your ma says to say when you don't like something?
She smiles a bit.
I taught her that.
Is she dying by now?
No!
She nearly shouts.
Leo would have called if there was any news.
Leo is Steppa. It's confusing all the names. I only want my one name, Jack. At Grandma's house, she shows me France on the globe that's like a statue of the world and always spinning. This whole entire city we're in is just a dot, and the clinic's in the dot, too. So is Rome, but Grandma says I don't need to think about that place anymore. Put it out of my mind. For lunch, I have lots of bread and butter. It's French bread, but there's no poo on it, I don't think. My nose is red and hot. Also, my cheeks and my top bit of my chest and my arms and the back of my hands and my ankles above my socks. Steppa tells Grandma not to upset herself.
It wasn't even that sunny,
she keeps saying, wiping her eyes. Is my skin gonna fall off?
Just little bits of it.
Don't frighten the boy. You'll be fine, Jack. Don't worry. Put on more of this nice, cool after-sun cream now.
It's hard to reach behind me, but I don't like other person's fingers, so I manage. Grandma says she should call the clinic again, but she's not up to it right now. Because I'm burnt, I get to lie on the couch and watch cartoons. Steppa's in the recliner reading his World Traveler magazine. In the night, Tooth is coming for me, bouncing on the street. Crash, crash, crash. 10 feet tall, all moldy and jaggedy bits falling off. He smashes at the walls. Then I'm floating in a boat that's nailed shut, and the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. A hiss in the dark that I don't know it. Then it's Grandma.
Jack, it's okay.
No.
Go back to sleep.
I don't think I do. At breakfast, Grandma takes a pill. I ask if it's her vitamin. Steppa laughs. She tells him,
You should talk.
Then she says to me,
Everybody needs a little something.
This house is hard to learn. The doors I'm let go in any time are the kitchen and the living room and the fitness suite and the spare room and the basement. Also, outside the bedroom, that's called the landing, like where airplanes would land, but they don't. I can go in the bedroom unless the door's shut when I have to knock and wait. I can go in the bathroom unless it won't open. That means anybody else is in it and I have to wait. The bath and sink and toilet are green, called avocado, except the seat is wood, so I can sit on that. I should put the seat up and down again after, as a courtesy to ladies. That's Grandma. The toilet has a lid on the tank like the one that Ma hid on Old Nick. The soap is a hard ball, and I have to rub and rub to make it work. Outsiders are not like us. They've got a million of things and different kinds of each thing, like all different chocolate bars and machines and shoes. There are things that are all for different doing, like nail brush and toothbrush and sweeping brush and toilet brush and clothes brush and yard brush and hair brush. When I drop some powder called talc on the floor, I sweep it up, but Grandma comes in and says that's the toilet brush, and she's mad I'm spreading germs. It's Steppa's house, too, but he doesn't make the rules. He's mostly in his den, which is his special room for his own.
People don't always want to be with people. It gets tiring.
Why?
Just take it from me. I've been married twice.
The front door I can't go out without telling Grandma, but I wouldn't anyway. I sit on the stairs and suck hard on tooth.
Go play with something, why don't you?
Says Grandma, squeezing past. There's lots. I don't know which. My toys from the crazy well-wishers that Ma thought there was only 5, but actually I took 6. There's chalks all different colors that Deanna brought around, only I didn't see her. They're too smudgy on my fingers. There's a giant roll of paper and 48 markers in a long, invisible plastic. A box of boxes with animals on that Bronwyn doesn't use anymore. I don't know why. They stack to a tower more than my head. I stare at my shoes instead. They're my softies. If I wiggle, I can sort of see the toes under the leather. Ma! I shout it very loud in my head. I don't think she's there. No better, no worse. Unless everybody's lying. There's a tiny brown thing under the carpet where it starts being the wood of the stairs. I scrape it out. It's a medal. A coin. It's got a man face and words. In God We Trust Liberty, 2004. When I turn it over, there's a man. Maybe the same one, but he's waving at a little house and says, United States of America, e pluribus unum, 1 cent. Grandma's on the bottom step staring at me. I jump. I move tooth to the back of my gums. There is a bit in Spanish.
There is?
She frowns. I show her with my finger.
It's Latin. E pluribus unum. I think that means united we stand or something. Would you like some more?
What?
Let me look in my purse.
She comes back with a round, flat thing that if you squish, it suddenly opens like a mouth and there's different monies inside. A silvery has a man with a ponytail like me, and 5 cents. But she says everybody calls it a nickel. The little silvery is a dime. That is 10. Why is the 5 more bigger than the 10 one if it's 5?
That's just how it is.
Even the 1 cent is bigger than the 10. I think how it is dumb. On the biggest silvery, there's a different man not happy. The back says, New Hampshire, 1788. Live free or die. Grandma says, New Hampshire is another bit of America, not this bit. Live free. Does that mean not costing anything?
No. It means nobody being the boss of you.
There's another the same front, but when I turn it over, there's pictures of a sailboat with a tiny person in it, and a glass, and more Spanish. Guam e pluribus unum, 2009. And Guajanitano Manchamaro. Grandma squeezes up her eyes at it and goes to get her glasses. Is that another bit of America?
Guam? No, I think it's somewhere else.
Maybe it's how outsiders spell room. The phone starts it screaming in the hall. I run upstairs to get away. Grandma comes up, crying again.
She's turned the corner.
I stare at her.
Your ma.
What corner?
She's on the mend. She's going to be fine. Probably.
I shut my eyes. Grandma shakes me awake because she says it's been 3 hours and she's afraid I won't sleep tonight. It's hard to talk with Tooth in, so I put him in my pocket instead. My nails have still got soap in. I need something sharp to get it out. Like remote.
Are you missing your ma?
I shake my head. Remote.
You miss your moat?
Remote.
The TV remote?
No, my remote that used to make Jeep go vroom zoom, but then it got broken wardrobe.
Oh, well, I'm sure we can get them back.
I shake my head. They're in room.
Let's make a little list.
To flush down the toilet? Grandma looks all confused.
No, I'll call the police.
Is it an emergency? She shakes her head.
They'll bring your toys over here once they've finished with them.
I stare at her. The police can go in room?
They're probably there right this minute, collecting evidence.
What's evidence?
Proof of what happened, to show the judge. Pictures, fingerprints.
While I'm writing the list, I think about the black of track and the hole under table. All the marks me and Ma made. The judge looking at my picture of the blue octopus. Grandma says it's a shame to waste such a nice spring day, so if I put on a long shirt and my proper shoes and hat and shades and lots of sunblock, I can come out in the backyard. She squirts sunblock into her hands.
You say go and stop whenever you like. Like remote control.
That's kind of funny. She starts rubbing it on my back of hands. Stop! After a minute, I say, go! And she starts again. Go! She stops.
You mean keep going?
Yeah. She does my face. I don't like it near my eyes, but she's careful. Go!
Actually, we're all done, Jack. Ready?
Grandma goes out first through both doors, the glass one and the net one. She waves me out, and the light is zigzaggy. We're standing on the deck that's all wooden like the deck of a ship. There's fuzz on it, little bundles. Grandma says it's some kind of pollen from a tree. Which one? I'm staring up at all the difference.
Can't help you there, I'm afraid.
In room, we knowed what everything was called, but in the world, there's so much, persons don't even know the names. Grandma's in one of the wooden chairs wiggling her butt in. There's sticks that break when I stand on them, and some yellow tiny leaves and mushy brown ones that she says she asked Leo to deal with back in November. Does Steppa have a job?
No, we retired early. But of course now our stocks are decimated.
What does that mean? She's leaning her head back on the top of the chair. Her eyes are shut.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Will he die soon? Grandma opens her eyes at me. Or will it be you first?
I'll have you know I'm only 59, young man.
Ma's only 26. She's turned the corner. Does that mean she's coming back yet?
Nobody's going to die. Don't you fret.
Ma says everybody's going to die sometime. She squeezes up her mouth. It's got lines around it like sun rays.
You've only just met most of us, mister, so don't be in a hurry to say bye-bye.
I'm looking down into the green bit of the yard. Where's the hammock?
I suppose we could dig it out of the basement since you're so keen.
She gets up with a grunt. Me too.
Sit tight. Enjoy the sunshine. I'll be back before you know it.
But I'm not sitting. I'm standing. It's quiet when she's gone, except there's squeaky sounds in the trees. I think it's birds, but I don't see. The wind makes the leaves go swishy swishy. I hear a kid shout, maybe in another yard behind the big hedge, or else he's invisible. God's yellow face has a cloud on top. Colder suddenly. The world is always changing brightness and hotness and soundness. I never know how it's going to be the next minute. The cloud looks kind of gray-blue. I wonder, has it got rain inside it? If rain starts dropping on me, I'll run in the house before it drowns my skin. There's something going zzzz. I look in the flowers, and it's the most amazing thing. An alive bee that's huge, with yellow and black bits, dancing right inside the flower. Hi! I put out my finger to stroke it, and... ah! My hand's exploding the worst hurt I ever! Ma! I'm screaming, Ma! In my head, but she's not in the backyard, and she's not in my head, and she's not anywhere. I'm all alone in the hurt, in the hurt, in the hurt, and...
What did you do to yourself?
Grandma rushes across the deck. I didn't. It was the bee. When she spreads the special ointment, it doesn't hurt quite as much, but still a lot. I have to use my other hand for helping her. The hammock hangs on hooks in two trees at the very back of the yard. One is a shortish tree that's only twice my tall and bent over. One is a million times high with silvery leaves. The rope bits are kind of squished from being in the basement. We need to keep pulling till the holes are the right size. Also, two of the ropes are broken, so there's extra holes that we have to not sit in.
Probably moths.
I didn't know moths grow big enough to break ropes.
To be honest, we haven't put it up for years.
She says she won't risk climbing in. Anyway, she prefers some back support. I stretch out and fill the hammock all myself. I wriggle my feet in my shoes. I put them through the holes and my hands, but not my right one because that's still agonizing from the bee. I think about the little Ma and little Paul that swinged in the hammock. It's weird. Where are they now? The big Paul is with Deanna and Bronwyn, maybe. They said we'd go see the dinosaurs another day, but I think they were lying. The big Ma is at the clinic turning the corner. I push the ropes. I'm a fly inside a web, or a robber Spider-Man catched. Grandma pushes, and I swing so I'm dizzy, but a cool kind of dizzy.
Phone!
That's Steppa on the deck, shouting. Grandma runs up the grass. She leaves me all on my own again in the outside, outside. I jump down off the hammock and nearly fall because one shoe gets stuck. I pull my foot out. The shoe falls off. I run after. I'm nearly as fast as her. In the kitchen, Grandma's talking on the phone.
Of course, first things first, he's right here. There's somebody wants to talk to you.
That's me, she's telling. She holds out the phone, but I don't take it.
Guess who?
I blink at her.
It's your Ma.
It's true. Here's Ma's voice in the phone.
Jack?
Hi. I don't hear anything else, so I pass it back to Grandma.
It's me again. How are you doing, really?
She nods and nods and says...
He's keeping his chin up.
She gives me the phone again. I listen to Ma say sorry a lot. You're not poisoned with the bad medicine anymore?
No, I'm getting better.
You're not in heaven? Grandma covers her mouth. Ma makes a sound I can't tell if it's a cry or a laugh.
I wish.
Why, you wish you're in heaven?
I don't really. I was just joking.
It's not a funny joke.
No.
don't wish.
Okay. I'm here at the clinic.
Were you tired of playing? I don't hear anything. I think she's gone. Ma?
I was tired. I made a mistake.
You're not tired anymore? She doesn't say anything. Then she says,
I am, but it's okay.
Can you come here and swing in the hammock?
Pretty soon.
When?
I don't know. It depends. Is everything okay there with Grandma?
And Steppa.
Right. What's new?
Everything. That makes her laugh. I don't know why.
Have you been having fun?
The sun burnt my skin off and a bee stinged me. Grandma rolls her eyes. Ma says something I don't hear.
I've gotta go now, Jack. I need some more sleep.
You'll wake up after?
I promise. I'm so...
Her breath sounds all raggedy.
I'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay. There's no more talking, so I put the phone down.
Where's your other shoe?
I'm watching the flames dancing all orange under the pasta pot. The match is on the counter with its end all black and curly. I touch it to the fire. It makes a hiss and gets a big flame again, so I drop it on the stove. The little flame goes invisible nearly. It's nibbling along the match little by little till it's all black and a small smoke goes up like a silvery ribbon. The smell is magic. I take another match from the box. I light the end in the fire, and this time I hold on to it even when it hisses. It's my own little flame I can carry around with me. I wave it in a circle. I think it's gone out, but it comes back. The flame's getting bigger and messy all along the match. It's two different flames, and there's a little line of red along the wood between them.
Hey!
I jump. It's Steppa. I don't have the match anymore. He stamps on my foot. I howl.
It was on your sock.
He shows me the match all curled up. He rubs my sock where there's a black bit.
Didn't your mom ever teach you not to play with fire?
There wasn't.
There wasn't what?
Fire. Not for real. He stares at me.
I guess your stove was electric. Go figure.
What's up?
Grandma comes in.
Hey, Jack's just learning kitchen tools.
Steppa stirs the pasta. He holds a thing up and looks at me. Grater, I remember. Grandma's setting the table.
And this?
Garlic masher.
Garlic crusher. Way more violent than mashing.
He grins at me. He didn't tell Grandma about the match. That's kind of lying, but not getting me into trouble is a good reason. He's holding up something else. Another grater?
Citrus zester. And this?
A whisk. Steppa dangles a long pasta in the air and slurps it.
My older brother pulled a pot of rice down on himself when he was 3, and his arm was always rippled like a chip.
Oh, yeah, I saw them in TV. Grandma stares at me.
Don't tell me you've never had potato chips?
Then she gets up on the steps and moves things in a cabinet.
ETA, 2 minutes.
Oh, a handful won't hurt.
Grandma climbs down with a scrunched bag and opens it out. The chips have got all lines on them. I take one and eat the edge of it. Then I say, no thanks, and put it back in the bag. Steppa laughs. I don't know what's funny.
The boy's saving himself for my tagliatella carbonara.
Can I see the skin instead?
What skin?
The brother's.
Oh, he lives in Mexico. He's your, I guess, your great uncle.
Steppa throws all the water into the sink so it makes a big cloud of wet air. Why is he great?
It just means he's Leo's brother. All our relatives, you're related to them now, too. What's ours is yours.
Lego.
What?
Like Lego. Bits of family stuck together.
I saw that in TV, too, I tell them. Grandma staring at me again.
Growing up without Lego,
she tells Steppa.
I literally can't imagine it.
Bet there's a couple billion children in the world managing somehow, like we did.
I guess you're right.
She's looking confused.
We must have a box of it kicking around down in the basement, though.
Steppa cracks an egg with one hand so it plops over the pasta.
Dinner is served.
I'm riding lots on the bike that doesn't move. I can reach the pedals with my toes if I stretch. I zoom it for thousands of hours so my legs will get super strong and I can run back to Ma and save her again. I lie down on the blue mats. My legs are tired. I lift the free weights. I don't know what's free about them. I put one on my tummy. I like how it holds me down so I won't fall off the spinny world. Ding dong! Grandma shouts because it's a visitor for me. That's Dr. Clay. We sit on the deck. He'll warn me if there's any bees. Humans and bees should just wave, no touching. No patting a dog unless it's human says okay. No running across roads, no touching private parts except mine in private. Then there's special cases, like police are allowed shoot guns but only at bad guys. There's too many rules to fit in my head, so we make a list with Dr. Clay's extra heavy golden pin. Then another list of all the new things, like free weights and potato chips and birds.
Is it exciting seeing them for real, not just on TV?
Yeah, except nothing in TV ever stinged me.
Good point,
says Dr. Clay, nodding.
Humankind cannot bear very much reality.
Is that a poem again?
How did you guess?
You do a weird voice. What's humankind?
The human race. All of us.
Is that me too?
Oh, for sure. You're one of us.
And Ma. Dr. Clay nods.
She's one too.
But what I actually meant was, maybe I'm a human, but I'm a me and Ma as well. I don't know a word for us two. Rumors? Is he coming to get me soon?
As soon as she possibly can. Would you feel more comfortable staying at the clinic instead of here at your grandma's?
With Ma in room number 7? He shakes his head.
She's in the other wing. She needs to be on her own for a while.
I think he's wrong. If I was sick, I'd need Ma with me even more.
But she's working really hard to get better.
I thought people are just sick or better. I didn't know it was work. For goodbye, me and Dr. Clay do high five, low five, back five. When I'm on the toilet, I hear him on the porch with Grandma. Her voice is twice the high of his.
For Pete's sake, we're only talking about a minor sunburn and a bee sting. I raised 2 children. Don't give me acceptable standard of care.
In the night, there's a million of tiny computers talking to each other about me. Ma's gone up the beanstalk, and I'm down on Earth shaking it and shaking it so she'll fall down. No, that was only dreaming.
I've had a brainwave,
says Grandma in my ear. She's leaning down with her bottom half still in her bed.
Let's drive to the playground before breakfast, so there'll be no other kids there.
Our shadows are really long and stretchy. I wave my giant fists. Grandma nearly sits on a bench, but there's wet on it, so she leans against the fence instead. There's a small wet on everything. She says it's dew that looks like rain, but not out of the sky. It's a kind of sweat that happens in the night. I draw a face on the slide.
It doesn't matter if you get your clothes wet. Feel free.
Actually, I feel cold. There's a bit with all sand in. Grandma says I could sit in that and play with it. What?
Huh?
Play what?
I don't know, dig it or scoop it or something.
I touch it, but it's scratchy. I don't want it all over me.
What about the climber or the swings?
Are you going to? She does a little laugh. She says she'd probably break something. Why you'd...
Oh, not on purpose. Just because I'm heavy.
I go up some steps, standing like a boy, not like a monkey. They're metal with rough orange bits called rust, and the holding on bars make my hands frozen. At the end, there's a tiny house like for elves. I sit at the table, and the roof's right over my head. It's red, and the table is blue.
Yoo-hoo!
I jump. It's Grandma waving through the window. Then she goes around the other side and waves again. I wave back. She likes that. At the corner of the table, I see something move. It's a tiny spider. I wonder if Spider is still in room, if her web is getting bigger and bigger. I tap tunes. Like hum, but only tapping, and Ma has to guess. She guesses most of them right. When I do them on the floor with my shoe, it's different sounding because it's metal. The wall says something I can't read, all scribbled, and there's a drawing that I think is a penis, but it's as big as the person.
Try the slide, Jack. It looks like a fun one.
That's Grandma calling at me. I go out of the little house and look down. The slide is silver with some little stones on.
Whee! Come on, I'll catch you at the bottom.
No, thanks. There's a ladder of rope like the hammock, but flopping down. It's too sore for my fingers. There's lots of bars to hang from if I had more stronger arms, or I really was a monkey. There's a bit I show Grandma where robbers must have took the steps away.
No, look! There's a fireman's pole there instead!
Oh, yeah! I saw that in TV. But why they live up here?
Who?
The firemen.
Oh, it isn't one of their real poles, just a play one.
When I was 4, I thought everything in TV was just TV. Then I was 5, and Ma unlied about lots of it being pictures of real and outside being totally real. Now I'm in outside, but it turns out lots of it isn't real at all. I go back in the elf house. The spider's gone somewhere. I take off my shoes under the table and stretch my feet. Grandma's at the swings. 2 are flat, but the 3rd has a rubbery bucket with holes for legs.
You couldn't fall out of this one. Want to go?
She has to lift me. It feels strange with her hands squeezing in my armpits. She pushes me at the back of the bucket, but I don't like that. I keep twisting around to see, so she pushes me from in front instead. I'm swinging faster, faster, higher, higher. It's the strangest thing I ever.
Put your head back.
Why?
Trust me.
I put my head back, and everything flips upside down. The sky and trees and houses and Grandma and all. It's unbelievable. There's a girl on the other swing. I didn't even see her coming in. She's swinging not at the same time as me. She's back when I'm forward.
What's your name?
I pretend I don't hear.
This is Jason.
Why, she's calling me that.
I'm Cora, and I'm 4 and a half. Is she a baby?
He's a boy, and he's 5, actually.
Then why is she in the baby swing?
I want to get out now, but my legs are stuck in the rubber. I kick. I pull at the chains.
Easy, easy.
Is she having a fit?
Asked the girl, Cora. My foot kicks Grandma by accident.
Stop that.
My friend's little brother has fits.
Grandma yanks me under my arms. My foot goes twisty, then I'm out. She stops at the gate and says,
"Shoes, Jack."
I try hard and remember. They're in the little house.
Scoot back and get them then.
She waits.
The little girl won't bother you.
But I can't climb when she might be watching. So Grandma does it, and her buck gets stuck in the elf house. She's mad. She Velcros my left shoe up way too tight, so I pull it off again, and the other one as well. I go in my socks to the white car. She says I'll get glass in my foot, but I don't. My pants are wet from the dew, and my socks as well. Step is in his recliner with a huge mug.
How did it go?
Little by little,
says Grandma, going upstairs. He lets me try his coffee. It makes me shudder. Why are places to eat called coffee shops?
Well, coffee's the most important thing they sell because most of us need it to keep us going, like gas in the car.
Ma only drinks water and milk and juice, like me. I wonder what keeps her going. What do kids have?
Bah, kids are just full of beans.
Baked beans keep me going all right, but green beans are my enemy food. Grandma made them a few dinners ago, and I just pretended I didn't see them on my plate. Now I'm in the world, I'm never going to eat green beans again. I'm sitting on the stairs listening to the ladies.
Knows more math than me, but can't go down a slide.
That's me, I think. They're her book club, but I don't know why, because they're not reading books. She forgot to cancel them, so they all came at 3:30 with plates of cakes and stuff. I have 3 cakes on a little plate, but I have to stay out of the way. Also, Grandma gave me 5 keys on a key ring that says, Pozzo's House of Pizza. I wonder how a house is made of pizza. Wouldn't it flop? They're not actually keys to anywhere, but they jingle. I got them for promising not to take the key out of the liquor cabinet anymore. The first cake is called coconut. It's yucky. The second is lemon. And the third is I don't know, but I like it the best.
You must be worn to the bone,
says one of the ladies with the highest voice.
Heroic,
says another. Also, I have the camera on borrow, not Steppa's fancy schmancy one with the giant circle, but the one hidden in the eye of Grandma's cell phone. If it rings, I have to shout to her and not answer it. So far, I have 10 pictures. One of my softy shoes, 2 of the light in the ceiling in the fitness suite, 3 of the dark in the basement, only the picture came out too bright, 4 of my hand inside with its lines, 5 of a hole beside the refrigerator I was hoping it might be a mouse hole, 6 of my knee in pants, 7 of the carpet in the living room up close. 8 was meant to be Dora when she was in TV this morning, but it's all zigzaggy. 9 is Steppa not smiling. 10 is out the bedroom window with a gull going by, only the gull's not in the photo. I was going to take one of me in the mirror, but then I'd be a paparazzi.
Well, he looks like a little angel from the photos,
one of the ladies is saying. How did she see my 10 photos? And I don't look a bit like an angel. They're massive with wings.
You mean that bit of grainy footage outside the police station?
Oh, no, the close-ups from when they were doing the interview with...
My daughter, yes. But close-ups of Jack?
She sounds furious.
Oh, honey, they're all over the internet,
says another voice. Then lots are talking all at once.
Didn't you know?
Everything gets leaked these days. The world's one big oyster.
terrible. Such horrors in the news every day. Sometimes I just feel like staying in bed with the drapes closed.
I still can't believe it,
says the deep voice.
I remember saying to Bill 7 years back, how could something like this happen to a girl we know?
We all thought she was dead. Of course we never liked to say, and you had such faith. Who could have imagined?
Any more tea for anyone?
That's Grandma.
Well, I don't know. I spent a week in a monastery in Scotland once,
says another voice.
It was so peaceful.
My cakes are gone except the coconut. I leave the plate on the step and go up to the bedroom and look at my treasures. I put Tooth back in my mouth for a suck. He doesn't taste like Ma. Grandma's finding a big box of Legos in the basement that belongs to Paul and Ma.
What would you like to make? A house? A skyscraper? Maybe a town?
Might want to lower your sights a little,
says Steppa behind his newspaper. There's so many tiny pieces, all colors. It's like a soup.
Well, go wild. I've got ironing to do.
I look at the Legos, but I don't touch in case I break them. After a minute, Steppa puts his paper down.
I haven't done this in too long.
He starts grabbing pieces just anyhow and squishing them together so they stick. Why you haven't...
Good question, Dak.
Did you play Lego with your kids?
I don't have any kids.
How come? Steppa shrugs.
Just never happened.
I watch his hands. They're lumpy but clever. Is there a word for adults when they aren't parents? Steppa laughs.
Folks with other things to do?
Like what things?
Jobs, I guess. Friends, trips, hobbies.
What's hobbies?
Ways of spending the weekend, like I used to collect coins, old ones from all over the world. I stored them in velvet cases.
Why?
Well, they were easier than kids. No stinky diapers.
That makes me laugh. He holds out the Lego bits. They've magically turned into a car. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4 wheels that turn and a roof and a driver and all. How you did that?
One piece at a time. You pick one now.
Which?
Anything at all.
I choose a big red square. Steppa gives me a small bit with a wheel.
Stick that on.
I put it so the bump is under the other bump's hole, and I press hard. He hands me another wheel bit. I push that on.
Nice bike. Vroom.
He says it so loud, I drop the Lego on the floor, and a wheel comes off. Sorry.
No need for sorry. Let me show you something.
He puts his car on the floor and steps on it. Crunch! It's in all pieces.
See? No problemo. Let's start again.
Grandma says I smell. I wash with the cloth.
Yeah, but dirt hides in the cracks. So I'm going to run a bath, and you're going to get in it.
She makes the water very high and steamy, and she pours in bubble stuff for sparkly hills. The green of the bath is nearly hidden, but I know it's still there.
Close off, sweetie.
She stands with her hands on her hips.
You don't want me to see? You'd rather I was outside the door?
No!
What's the matter?
She waits.
Do you think without your ma in the bath, you'll drown or something?
I didn't know persons could drown in baths.
I'll sit right here all the time,
she says, patting the lid of the toilet. I shake my head. You'll be in the bath too.
Me? Oh, Jack, I have my shower every morning. What if I sit right on the edge of the bath, like this?
In it. Grandma stares at me. Then she groans.
Okay, if that's what it takes. Just this once. But I'm wearing my swimsuit.
I don't know to swim.
No, we won't actually be swimming. I'd rather not be naked, if that's all right with you.
Does it make you scared?
No. I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
Can I be naked?
Of course. You're a kid.
In Rome, we were sometimes naked and sometimes dressed. We never minded.
Jack, can we just get in this bath before it's cold?
It's not nearly cold. There's still steam flying off it. I start taking off my clothes. Grandma says she'll be back in a sec. Statues can be naked even if they're adults, or maybe they have to be. Steppa says that's because they're trying to look like old statues that were always naked because the old Romans thought bodies are the most beautiful thing. I lean against the bath, but the hard outside is cold on my tummy. There's that bit in Alice. They told me you had been to her and mentioned me to him. She gave me a good character, but said I could not swim. My fingers are scuba divers. The soap falls in the water, and I play it's a shark. Grandma comes in with a stripy thing on like underwear and t-shirt stuck together with beads. Also, a plastic bag on her head, she says, is called a shower cap, even though we're having a bath. I don't laugh at her. Only inside. When she climbs in the bath, the water gets higher. I get in, too, and it's nearly spilling. She's at the smooth end. Ma always sat at the faucet end. I make sure I don't touch Grandma's legs with my legs. I bang my head on the faucet.
Careful.
Why do persons only say that after the hurt? Grandma doesn't remember any bath games except row, row, row your boat. When we try that, it makes a slosh on the floor. She doesn't have any toys. I play the nail brush is a submarine that brushes the seabed. It finds the soap that's a gooey jellyfish. After we dry ourselves, I'm scratching my nose and a bit comes off in my nail. In the mirror, there's little scaly circles where some of me is peeling off. Steppa's come in for his slippers.
I used to love this.
He touches my shoulder and suddenly there's a strip of all thin and white. I didn't feel it go. He holds it out for me to take.
That's a goodie.
Stop that.
I rub the white thing and it rolls up. A tiny dried ball of me. Again.
Well, hang on, let me find a long bit on your back.
Men,
says Grandma, making a face. This morning, the kitchen's empty. I get the scissors from the drawer and cut my ponytail all off. Grandma comes in and stares.
Well, I'm going to just tidy you up, if I may, and then you can get the brush and pan. Really, we should keep a piece, as it's your first haircut.
Most goes in the trash, but she takes three long bits and makes a braid that's a bracelet for me with green thread on the end. She says go look in a mirror, but first I check my muscles. I still have my strong. The newspaper at the top says, Saturday, April 17. That means I've been at Grandma and Steppa's house one whole week. I was 1 week in the clinic before. That equals 2 weeks I've been in the world. I keep adding it up to check, because it feels like a million years, and Ma's still not coming for me. Grandma says we have to get out of this house. Nobody would know me now my hair's all short and going curly. She tells me to take my shades off because my eyes must be used to outside now, and besides, the shades will only attract attention. We cross lots of roads holding hands and not letting the car squish us. I don't like the holding hands. I pretend they're some boy else's she's holding. Then Grandma has a good idea. I can hold on to the chain of her purse instead. There's lots of every kind of thing in the world, but it all costs money, even stuff to throw away. Like the man in the line ahead of us in the convenience store buys us something in a box and rips the box and puts it in the trash right away. The little cards with numbers all over are called a lottery. Idiots buy them hoping to get magicked into millionaires. In the post office, we buy stamps. We send Ma a picture I did of me in a rocket ship. We go in a skyscraper that's Paul's office. He says he's crazy busy, but he makes a Xerox of my hands and buys me a candy bar out of the vending machine. Going down in the elevator, pressing the buttons, I play I'm actually inside a vending machine. We go in a bit of the government to get Grandma a new Social Security card because she lost the old one. We have to wait for years and years. Afterwards, she takes me in a coffee shop where there's no green beans. I choose a cookie bigger than my face. There's a baby having some. I never saw that. I like the left, I say, pointing. Do you like the left best? But the baby's not listening. Grandma's pulling me away.
Sorry about that.
The woman puts her scarf over so I can't see the baby's face.
She wanted to be private.
I didn't know persons could be private out in the world. We go in a laundromat just to see. I want to climb in a spinny machine, but Grandma says it would kill me. We walk to the park to feed the ducks with Deanna and Bronwyn. Bronwyn throws all her breads in at one go, and the plastic bag too, and Grandma has to get it out with a stick. Bronwyn wants my breads. Grandma says I have to give her half because she's little. Deanna says she's sorry about the dinosaurs. We'll definitely make it to the Natural History Museum one of these days. There's a store that's only shoes outside, bright spongy ones with holes all over them, and Grandma lets me try on a pair. I choose yellow. There's no laces or Velcro even. I just put my foot in. They're so light, it's like not having any on. We go in, and Grandma pays $5 papers for the shoes. That's the same as 20 quarters. I tell her I love them. When we come out, there's a woman sitting on the ground with her hat off. Grandma gives me 2 quarters and points to the hat. I put one in the hat, and I run after Grandma. When she's doing my belt, she says,
"What's that in your hand?"
I hold up the second coin. It's Nebraska. I'm keeping it for my treasures. She clicks her tongue and takes it back.
You should have given it to the street person like I told you to.
Okay, I'll...
Too late now.
She starts the car. All I can see is the back of her yellowy hair. Why, she's a street person.
That's where she lives, on the street. No bed, even.
Now I feel bad I didn't give her the second quarter. Grandma says that's called having a conscience. In a store window, I see squares that are like room, cork tiles. Grandma lets me go in to stroke one and smell it, but she won't buy it. We go in a car wash. The brushes swish us all over, but the water doesn't come in our tight windows. It's hilarious. In the world, I notice persons are nearly always stressed and have no time. Even Grandma often says that, but she and Steppa don't have jobs, so I don't know how persons with jobs do the jobs and all the living as well. In Rome, me and Ma had time for everything. I guess the time gets spread very thin like butter over all the world. The roads and houses and playgrounds and stores. So there's only a little smear of time on each place. Then everyone has to hurry on to the next bit. Also, everywhere I'm looking at kids. Adults mostly don't seem to like them. Not even the parents do. They call the kids gorgeous and so cute. They make the kids do the thing all over again so they can take a photo. But they don't want to actually play with them. They'd rather drink coffee talking to other adults. Sometimes there's a small kid crying, and the ma of it doesn't even hear. In the library live millions of books we don't have to pay any monies for. Giant insects are hanging up, not real, made of paper. Grandma looks under C for Alice, and she's there. The wrong shape, but the same words and pictures. That's so weird. I show Grandma the scariest picture with the Duchess. We sit on the couch for her reading me The Pied Piper. I didn't know he was a book as well as a story. My best bit is when the parents hear the laughing inside the rock. They keep shouting for the kids to come back, but the kids are in a lovely country. I think it might be heaven. The mountain never opens up to let the parents in. There's a big boy doing a computer of Harry Potter. Grandma says not to stand too near. It's not my turn. There's a tiny world on a table with train tracks and buildings. A little kid is playing with a green truck. I go up. I take a red engine. I zoom it into the kid's truck a bit. The kid giggles. I do it faster so the truck falls off the track. He giggles more.
Good sharing, Walker.
That's a man on the armchair looking at a thing like Uncle Paul's BlackBerry. I think the kid must be Walker. Again, he says. This time.